wonderful story we have to share at Christmas. It begins with a people waiting for a promised son. It focuses on a young couple engaged to be married. It features a choir of angels, a band of shepherds, and a baby sleeping in a manger filled with hay. There's a new star in the sky, kings from a distant land, and precious treasure. This is what we celebrate, the reason we sing. Glory, glory to God. Of this season is a song of French origin that is centuries old. Its verses retell the entire Christmas story, and they encourage us to give thanks to God for the incredible gift of His Son to be our Savior. The word Noel means Christmas, but it's also like singing Happy Birthday. And what better way could there be to welcome our Lord than to join in singing a birthday song that celebrates His coming to earth?
Thank you.
Under any circumstances, the events surrounding the birth of Jesus would be dramatic. Mary and Joseph had already faced scorn and danger. They had traveled far from home, and then Mary had to deliver her son in a stable. Yet this story is so much more. The baby was Emmanuel, God with us. He was a long-awaited Messiah. He was a Lamb of God, born to carry our sins to the cross.
Today a child is born on earth.
Carefully selected the players who would enact the simple, majestic scenes of the script that would be written with the blood of his own son. From a teenage girl's adoration and a young carpenter's obedience, the wonder of the shepherds, the exceeding great joy of the wise men, the proclamation of angels in the heavenlies, the greed of a king, the innkeeper's ignorance, the obscurity of a stable, and in the presence of simple farm animals, the promise became reality. The world had a savior, and fallen man would be redeemed. In the sixth month, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. Her name was Mary.
(Clears throat) angel long ago bent down to earth below and to Mary whispered low, call his name Jesus. Hear not the words I say.
An angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph and said, Joseph, don't be afraid to take Mary as your wife. She'll give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. For he shall save his people from their sins, and his kingdom there shall be no end. Both Son of God and Son of Men, call his name Jesus.
Yeah.
Jesus came into the world in the exact way that God had planned it all along. In spite of the difficult circumstances, everything about him was perfect. Suddenly there were shepherds peering through the doorway of the stable. And when they saw Mary and Joseph and then the baby lying in the feeding trough, they came in, fell to their knees before him, and they worshiped him. Filled the sky near Bethlehem with praise as they announced the Savior's arrival. Like those angels, we can't help but begin lifting our own joyful songs to honor him. We proclaim that he is King, he is God, and he is welcome in our hearts.
Our praise.
baby who was laid in the manger that first Christmas night would grow up as the son of a poor carpenter. He would reach manhood and begin a public ministry that would find him going to the poor and to the outcast, healing the sick, raising the dead, and demonstrating his power over the natural world. He would teach the people about God's love and show them by example what true greatness meant. His mission wouldn't be completed until it took him to a cross, a grave, and a resurrection. And even then, his story would not be finished. Father, once more we have gathered to tell your story. Oh, with a few new songs and with a different scene here and a change in the backdrop there, but it's still your story. It's still the greatest story ever told. Help us amidst the hustle and bustle of this season, crowded by secular and commercial influences, to always remember that you're the reason for every carol and every gift. Your love lights our lives. Your hope gives us direction. Your peace is ours for the asking. And we pledge ourselves as never before to keep you as the focus of every chapter of our lives, in the center of every celebration, as the honored guest at every dinner. For you are what Christmas is all about. May we always keep you in Christmas, and always keep Christmas in our hearts, so that we may be kept in its hope.
A woman and an angel, a promise and a song, a word too grand for any mind to hold. A tax law and a journey, a stable and some strong, these tell the greatest story ever told. Oh, sing glory in the highest. He has come, our great Messiah. Come bow before this awesome mystery. Mighty God and friend. Story ever told. A hillside and some shepherds, a blaze of blinding light, angels singing carols in the cold. A story ever told. Oh, sing glory in the highest. He has come, our great Messiah. Come bow before this awesome mystery. Mighty God and fragile baby. Here a lowly manger holds, and it's still the greatest story ever told. Oh, sing glory in the highest. He has come, our great Messiah. Come bow before this awesome mystery. Mighty God and fragile baby, here a lowly manger holds, and it's still the greatest story ever told. And it's still the greatest story ever told.
One blustery Christmas Eve, a young father sat all alone in front of a roaring fire. As was his custom, his wife and children had gone without him to the candlelight service at church. It wasn't that he was especially antagonistic about the whole thing. He just didn't see any sense in it. And so there he sat. All at once, there was a commotion outside the big picture window. A small flock of sparrows seeking shelter and attracted by the light of the fire were repeatedly flying against the glass. Helplessly, he watched as the exhausted little creatures began falling for the nearby barn. Suddenly, he had an idea, and grabbing his coat, he headed for the barn. Quickly, he flung open the doors, turned on the lights, and started coaxing the birds to warmth and safety. But to his dismay, his efforts only frightened them further, until finally in defeat, he turned back toward the house. If only I could make them understand, he thought. If only I could make them, I would gladly lead them to safety. Just then in the distance, he heard church bells as they began to ring in Christmas. Each chime seemed to be echoing his words. One of them, one of them, one of them. All of a sudden, he understood. There was reason to Christmas. Christ had come to earth to begin one of us so that he might lead us to eternity. And dropping to his knees there in the snow, he opened his heart to the one who loved him so. And there for the first time in his whole life, it was Christmas.
Silent night, holy night, all the world is calm, all the stars so bright. Did it happen on a night like this? Do you think the angels reminisced, seeing Mary as she gently kissed the newborn king?
The manger has become forever identified with Emmanuel's coming. It's almost as if the spotlight of history shines on it, so we can't ignore it or forget that at the very heart of Christmas, there is only this: Jesus, God's only begotten Son, was born for our salvation.
Jesus at the center of it all.
Let us pray. Dear Savior, thank you for coming to earth so long ago. Thank you for the humble way you arrived and the news that was given that night, first to the shepherds and then to the wise men and then to all of us who would come after. The angel said, "A Savior has been born for you. He is the Messiah, the Lord." Oh, what a gift you were, and what a precious gift it has always been to make you the center of everything we need, everything we know, everything that life is about. Lord, there may be some here who have not found the joy and salvation that only you can bring. We pray that this will be the moment they whisper, "Jesus, be the center of my life today. Come into my heart and be Lord and Savior." And there may be others who have forgotten what it was like when they first knew your tender love and mercy, and they responded to it readily. We pray that this will be the moment they'll reach out and say, "Jesus, be the center once more of everything I am." Let us never come to Christmas without being intimately aware that you are the reason, the heart, and the center of it all. We love you. We worship you. We give ourselves to you, saying, "Jesus, you are the center of our joy." And we pray all of this in your beautiful name. Amen. Old Testament scripture is rich with so many prophecies about the one that God would send to redeem us. And every one of them was fulfilled in the birth, life, death, and resurrection of that little baby born on that holy night. Our Savior has come, and that is why we are filled with hope and joy.